You're listening to the Closing Market Report for Monday afternoon. John Davis here from Risk Pulse in Chicago. John, farmers in Illinois, Indiana, I would think maybe the lower third of Iowa would like some open weather. Well, farmers everywhere would like some open weather to get planted. Those guys might be able to roll. Tell me about this week.
Well, this week is better. I guess in one sense, it couldn't get that much worse than what we saw during the first 3 weeks of this month, one of the worst Aprils of all time. But this week will be better. Warmer temperatures, mainly sunny days, generally dry conditions across the vast majority of the Midwest. The only exception is further south, southern Illinois, southern Indiana, Ohio, and that's in the next couple of days. But other than that, the remainder of the belt and the majority of the Midwest is on the dry side.
So we need to keep the planters rolling pretty quickly if we're going to make up some time. And we haven't lost a lot, but we do have to make some time up. That means next week's going to need to be good, too. What do you think there?
Not as good. And so after generally dry weather and warmer temperatures this week, next week looks much more unsettled. So as we go into the first 4 or 5 days of May, the pattern looks more active. And some of the heavier rains that have been kind of draped across places like the Delta acreage in the southern U.S., those will be easing back northward over the Midwest. So next week, as we go into early May, it looks more active. The vast majority of the Midwest gets back into rains, cloudy conditions, a little bit cooler, nothing cold like what we were at, but certainly not above normal for this time of year. So a lot of it's going to come down to how well we do this week and how much progress that we make, because next week does not look as good.
So overall, I think if we could get maybe 3 to 4 suitable days a week to get things planted, that would be useful.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that happening, or are the rainfall amounts just too much, and will we be out for the duration next week? How do you see it all unfolding?
Well, whereas this week we do get that 3 to 4 days of open weather. Next week, now it's the opposite. You'll have 3 or 4 days of rainy and kind of cloudy conditions across the belt. And so just a couple of days of open weather. So, you know, this is the best week you're going to have, it looks like, into the first week or 10 days of May. So again, so much of it comes down to what can you get accomplished this week? Because things next week look like the majority of the Midwest will go back into, you know, kind of a pattern that features cloudy skies, rainy conditions, and pretty poor field work.
Normal westerlies controlling our weather at this time?
They really are. Yeah, normal westerlies, and as those westerlies ease northward, that's why we're going to get wetter next week compared to this week. So this week, the westerlies in the main storm track is in the deep south. Delta gets really good rains this week. Next week, that moves northward right over the Midwest and the Northern Plains.
All right. Hey. Oh, and the Northern Plains, so they'll get rain, but they're cold still, so they're delayed again another week after this, aren't they?
They are. They are melting their snow, which is, you know, they had a lot of snow even a week ago. They are melting their snow. They're getting a little bit warmer, but they have a long ways to go before they really make any fieldwork operations or any kind of fieldwork prep across the region. And again, that's another reason why the rains next week are an item of concern for that area as well.
John Davis, of course, is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago.